Well, whenever I hear this very powerful passage from Matthew chapter 25 about the general judgment, the second coming of Christ, I'm reminded of the true story that occurred in the life of Henry Ford, the great inventor and American industrialist, when he went back to Ireland to visit the hometown of his parents in Cork, where he had come from. And he went to the pub one night, and the men of the town gathered around him and said, "In honor of your parents coming from this area, we'd like you, Mr. Henry Ford, to give a donation to the building of our new hospital." So Henry Ford took out his checkbook and wrote a check for $5,000. Well, the next morning in the newspaper, the headlines read, "Henry Ford, American industrialist, donates $50,000 to the building of the new hospital." Well, that night, they all met in the bar again, and Mr. Ford knew what they were up to. And of course, the men were very apologetic for the typo that was in the newspaper, and they said they'd be happy to retract it in the next day's paper. Well, Mr. Ford said, "Well, just how much did this hospital cost?" They said, $50,000. So Henry Ford took back the old check and wrote a brand new check for $50,000 and says, "I will give you this check on one condition." They said, "Anything." And Henry Ford says, "Well, I want to choose the Bible verse to be inscribed over the front door of the hospital." And they said, "Of course, Mr. Ford, we'd be happy to have you do that." And so if you go to Cork, Ireland today, over the doors of that hospital, it says, "I came among you as a stranger and you took me in." So take a look at today's gospel. Jesus says in today's gospel, he describes the second coming of Christ, when the Son of Man will sit upon his glorious throne, and he will judge all of us, and he will separate us just like a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. That those who are going to heaven, he'll put on his right. Those going to hell, he'll put on his left. And he will judge each one according to how he or she has lived his life in this world. And so this is coming at the second coming of Christ, called the general judgment. And notice he says, to those going to heaven, come. He says, those going to hell, depart. Bishop Sheen says that when it's all said and done, we're either going to hear one of two words from Christ, either come or go, either come or depart. And he says to those on his right, come into my kingdom, prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So heaven is for real. You might have read that book. Heaven is for real. So heaven is truly for real. It's an eternal kingdom. And he tells those in his right, come into heaven. And he says, why he will let these people come into heaven? He says, because once I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. Naked and you clothed me. A stranger and you welcomed me. Sick, and you cared for me in prison, and you came to see me. But then the righteous, the saved, those going to heaven, say, Lord, when did we see you in this condition? You know, we were just doing this to other people. You're saying it was done to yourself? And Jesus says, yes, whatever you did for another person, that you did unto me. And it says, and these will go into eternal life. But then Jesus turns to those on his left and he says, go, be departed from me, you accursed, into eternal fire prepared for the devil and the angels. So heaven is for real and hell is for real. It's not a myth. It's not a fabrication. It is a truth of Scripture, a truth of our Catholic faith. The eternal fires of hell, Jesus says, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these he sends off to eternal punishment, to eternal fire. And the question is, why does he do this? And Jesus says, for I was hungry and you never gave me any food. I was thirsty you gave me no drink, a stranger, you gave me no welcome, naked, and you gave me no clothing, ill and in prison, and you did not care for me or visit me. And then this group will say, Lord, when did we see you in this condition? And he says, I tell you solemnly, whatever you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off, it says, to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. So heaven is for real, hell is for real, and they are eternal. They will last forever, according to Scripture and the teachings of the Church. So notice, at the end of our life, we'll have one of two places. Ultimately, purgatory is temporary. That's only a temporary purification for those on their way to heaven. But heaven is eternal. Hell is eternal. But what are the teachings in today's scripture? Well, Jesus says he identifies himself with each and every person, with the poorest of the poor, with every person. Jesus is present within them, he says. He says, when you fed a hungry person, you actually fed me, Jesus says. When you visited a person in prison, Jesus says, you visited me. When you gave clothing to the poor, you gave it to me. And this occurred in the life of St. Martin of Tours, the great soldier. He was wearing a large military cloak. He came upon a beggar shivering in the cold. He took his big cloak and his sword and he cut it in half and he wrapped the shivering man in the cloak. And that night he had a dream where he saw Jesus himself wearing that cloak. So whatever you do to another person, Jesus says, you've done it for me. So we should ask ourselves the questions, how are we doing in these corporal and spiritual works of mercy? Are we doing these? How are we doing at feeding the hungry? Do we feed the hungry? Do we take those bags on the way out of church on one Sunday and bring them back with groceries on the following Sunday? That's what a beautiful way, what a wonderful way it is to feed the hungry. We can do that every month by helping the local food pantries. And Jesus says, you're not just feeding a stranger, you're feeding me. So we should ask ourselves, do we feed the hungry? But also realize that people are hungry for love. Do we give people love? Do we show people love? People are not only hungry for bread and food, they're hungry for God. They're hungry for somebody to reach out in kindness, and they're hungry for love. And then what about giving drink to the thirsty? Do we again do this? Do we give drink to the thirsty? But again, as Mother Teresa says, people aren't just thirsty for water, they're thirsty for the truth. So when you teach CCD, you are giving the person who's thirsty for the truth a drink of the life-giving waters of truth. And what about welcoming the stranger? And do we welcome the stranger, make other people feel welcome? And I think I've always thought about this when parents are expecting a child. When they're open to that new life, open to that child, they're welcoming Christ. And what a beautiful thing that is, to be open to children, to be open to life. Jesus says, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, and the least, of course, is the unborn, that you do unto me. Do we defend the unborn? Do we protect them with how we vote, with our laws? Do we help the unborn through the pro-life pregnancy centers? Because it's Jesus. That unborn baby is Jesus. So when you welcome that child, even if the child is handicapped or Down syndrome, or that you're welcoming Jesus. To welcome the stranger, Jesus says, is to welcome him. What about clothing the naked? Do we ever think about getting rid of some of our old clothes and going to our closets and giving away our coats? We just had a couple weeks ago a magnificent coat drive where we sent hundreds of coats to West Virginia. And many of you did that. So thank you, because you weren't just doing it for the poor of West Virginia. You are giving your coat to Jesus himself, as he says today. And what about visiting the ill? Do we visit the sick? Do we go to the nursing homes? Do we visit a sick person in the hospital? Do we visit the sick? Because Jesus says, you're not just visiting the sick, you're visiting me. And lastly, Jesus says, what about those in prison? Do we do prison ministry? And this is something that many people are called to do, to visit the imprisoned. And many of you are doing that already in this parish through the Knights of Columbus and Legion of Mary and other organizations where you actually go out to visit the nursing homes and the hospitals and the prisons and do these works of mercy. But also realize that many people are imprisoned by their sins, by their addictions to alcohol or drugs or immorality. And so we have to help free people from their imprisonment to sin. And again, we can do that through teaching religious ed, CCD, by helping in the parish through evangelization and through catechesis. So these are all works that we can do. So I think when we look at today's gospel, again, it is about the kingship of Christ, that Christ our King will one day judge each one of us on how we lived our life. He will separate us, either on the right or on the left. He will either say to us, come into heaven, or depart from me into eternal fire of hell. He will say one of these things to us. He identifies himself with each and every person, with the poor, the hungry, the stranger, the imprisoned, the sick. And he says, whatever we do to another person, we do to Christ himself. So again, what a powerful gospel we have today on the feast day of Christ the King. So our eternal salvation truly is dependent on whether or not we live lives of charity, lives of mercy, lives of compassion, of love of God and love of neighbor. Because again, it's not just another person, it is Christ himself.